The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to What About Wealth? Making it, investing it, protecting it, leaving a legacy with your hosts, Rich Bloomfield and Rick Durfee. In today's economy, preserving wealth has become more important than ever, especially when it comes to our future generations. Now, here is Rich Bloomfield and Rick Durfee.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. We're excited about our show today. We're going to have on Dr. Richard London, and so it should be a very interesting and exciting show. Before we get started, Rick, we'd like to talk about financial news that we see out there. What's happening? What things have you seen this week?
We have some interesting and even some bizarre news this morning on the political level. Because Congress was unable to pass a budget, they passed a law called sequester, where it requires across-the-board cuts in federal spending, and that law also requires contractors to the federal government to give their employees notices of layoff. And all of those notices are now due, but the White House has ordered contractors not to give the notices, for the obvious reason that it would be politically uncomfortable to have a whole bunch of federal contractors laid off in the weeks leading up to a presidential election. So there's a big scandal brewing over that. On the bizarre front, and by the way, I guess the consequences of that is, heads up, politicians are being politicians, and pay attention. Your vote matters. Get out and be aware of the issues and vote responsibly. On the bizarre front, be careful what you're doing when you go out to feed your farm animals. An Oregon farmer, apparently, it's not known why, but was consumed by his hogs. They found his dentures lying and his tennis shoes, apparently, the two things the hogs wouldn't eat, and the rest of them was pretty much gone.
Wow.
Ugh. And then
I didn't realize they were quite such carnivores. But
yeah,
anyway.
They'll eat anything. So don't, don't let your children in with the hogs. That's get a 700-pound hog, and a little child looks just like a tasty morsel. And on the financial front again, mortgage rates, as home buyers know, are at an all-time low, and probably going to stay down at least until the end of the election season. It's being fueled by low Fed rates, and banks are, as a result, reaping huge profits. And for our listeners to understand this a little bit, there's a couple of reasons for that. Most people don't know of the mechanics that go into loan making at the bank level, but when banks originate a loan, there are significant fees that are just built into the mortgage at the point of origin, so that whether they keep the mortgage or sell it, they've already made pretty significant money right up front. And then with the Fed rate, how that affects bank lending is the banks are able to borrow money at a relatively low rate from the Fed and then
almost
loan it out.
Zero.
Yeah, almost zero. Loan it out at an arbitrage at a higher rate to consumers. And there are rules and regulations that govern all this, but the bottom line is banks have a pretty good margin. And this is the Fed's attempt to stimulate home buys, home purchases. There are rumors here. I've heard actually multiple real estate professionals in the Phoenix area claim that foreclosures have been on moratorium for the last several months leading up to the election again, a kind of a political move to prevent homeowners from losing their homes right before the election, and that there's just a huge backlog of mortgages that are going to trigger right after the beginning of the new year. So home buying is an interesting thing. The question is now the time, or is there going to be another wave of low-cost homes kicking in? It's tough, scary times to know what to do.
Well, it sure is scary times, especially with the manipulation that we're seeing in just about everything that we mentioned this morning, except for the hogs, because of the political things that are going on. So
makes us wonder, and makes our guest all the more appropriate to have someone who can give us some insight into the future and really has a very positive and enthusiastic outlook. Dr. Richard London is world-renowned. He's written a great deal and consulted with to a great many businesses, is actually well-known for his ability, his uncanny ability to tell us what the future looks like. And where we're dealing with uncertainty and volatility like we are today, that's pretty important. He's a leading visionary manifestation business intelligence coach. And we'll talk about that as we get in here to our program today. He's served as CEO and chief education officer, CVO, CMO, VMBC of several companies, and he's been a consultant for over 25 years. His clients include a lot of famous media and entertainment personalities, industry leaders, corporate leaders, leaders of countries, major organizations, and he's the founder of 14 world charities. He and I have talked, and I know that he has some very high profile clients as a CEO of Prodigy Mind Companies, which you can find at www.prodigymind.com. He's directed the building of over 200 web-based companies that educate professionals. He's the author of a number of forthcoming books, including Doctorate of Business Life, Creating Success and Wealth with No Limits, and Great Language and Great Life, Communicate to Wealth, Words That Create Miracles in Your Life. So we're excited to have Dr. London as our guest and to hear about his life wellness system and action steps that get you to the road to less. So, Dr. London, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Richard, and Richard. We have triple Richard today. That's wonderful.
The three R's.
Yeah. Synchronicity, right? Three great brains together, right?
It pleasure must to meet you. Be.
Yeah.
So tell us, I know that I tried to introduce you as best I could and probably didn't do you justice, but looking out at the world and seeing what you see, what do our listeners need to know about the future? Let's look to the future.
Well, first of all, they need to know that their past is in stone, but their future is in paper. So starting today, right as they're listening to this program, they can rewrite their future. One of the things that humans need to do in the world today, which most people are not, you have to separate yourself from the economic system that exists in your world. So if you're in the United States, you have to separate yourself from the United States economic system and emphasize and create your own economic system. Unfortunately, you know, people were lied to. Economics and the building of wealth has nothing to do with money. Absolutely not. It has everything to do with language. So one of the keys to creating wealth in the world today is you have to change your language.
So talk to us about that. I love language. I know multiple languages. I love to study and learn language. I like to look at the effect of language on how we think. So talk to us about the language of wealth. What do you mean by that?
Well, see, humans were taught that money, the creation of wealth, has to do with some kind of denomination, becoming a millionaire, 1 million units of some kind of monetary value. But it really has to do with the creative process of language. In my working with millionaires and billionaires all over the world, they created their wealth not really based on economics, They created their wealth based on their passion, and they created wealth based on the language which they created in their own business, in their own mind. Even myself, when I graduated from medical school, I decided, my parents wanted me to be a doctor, and I really wanted to understand people. So, like you had indicated, I looked into the future and I saw all this great technology. And I said to myself, okay, what's going to be necessary to create all this technology that I see in the future? It's going to be people. So I changed my language in the creative process of creating the scientists, the engineers, the technologists, every type of person that was necessary to create all this new technology and all these new creative ideas that company had in mind for the future. So it was my language and the understanding of the world that really created the ability for me to create what I did. I ended up having 436 consulting companies with over 5,000 people. And so, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm still struggling to understand how does the language change? Are there words or phrases or what is it that we change to have this language of wealth?
Well, I'll give you an example. The word money has no power in the world whatsoever. None. Wealth, abundance, those two words have a lot of power. So the majority of people who are seeking wealth are actually seeking money. And when you're seeking money, it's a difficult road because that particular word has very, very little power. So our names, Richard, are very powerful words, believe it or not. It has a lot of energy connected with the name Richard. With the name money, very, very, very little power. So the majority of people in the news, they're always talking about money, 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 money. If you have a consciousness of money, it is very difficult to be successful in the world today. So language, everything is language, everything. Because see, language was created by energy. Before there were words, there were sounds. So there are sounds connected and then energy connected, like expansion, kindness, love, beauty. The word wellness. Now, this is the key to creating wealth. Is the most powerful word that exists in the world today is wellness. And as you both know, wellness is the fastest growing industry in the world today. Billions and billions of dollars are made in wellness because you have financial wellness, you have mental wellness, you have physical wellness. Wellness encompasses every area of a human being's life. So there's an example, an excellent example of the power of language. 10 years ago, did you use the word wellness 10 years ago? Either one of you?
Yeah, I don't think I did.
No? Yeah. I did only because I knew what was going to happen in the future. Like, I created a life path that's called Wellness Air. When you become a Wellness Air, you create abundance and balance in every area of your life. In spirituality, in peace, in love, wellness and wealth. That's becoming a wellnesser. So it's a much higher level than becoming a billionaire or a millionaire, because I have clients who are billionaires and millionaires, and it doesn't ensure them of having a great life. I know many, many millionaires and billionaires who struggle with health difficulties. They struggle with relationships. Yes. But when you're a wellnesser, there is no struggle whatsoever. So if you really think about, when you go back to the basics and the source, when creating wealth in the world today, you have to go back to the source. And the source is the language which you're thinking consciously and subconsciously. So I have clients in third world countries who use this great language. They are making 100,000, 200,000 or more US dollars per month in third world countries. Now, because they have mastered language. I've taught them how to master the language. Yes.
So you're seeing people come from what we would consider a great disadvantaged economic system where there's not maybe the same opportunities we have here in the U.S., at least at the moment. And you're seeing them create what sounds like extraordinary wealth, and that happens because they talk about things differently.
Right, in their language that they express. And most of my clients around the world, too, they're involved in foundations. They have foundations connected with their wealth building. So they're doing things to help others. And let me give you, your listeners, some really insight, is that my parents, your parents, there was very little divine intervention in the world. There's a lot of divine intervention in the world we live in that affects people's lives. It affects their wealth. It affects their well-being. It affects how they look at their spiritual life. It affects every area of their life. So those individuals who are moving into a purposeful life and then a divine purposeful life. To give you a better example, law. Law is moving into divine law. So that's law based on wisdom. You have parenting. Parenting is moving into divine parenting. You have divine wealth. You have divine medicine. Everything is moving into that direction. So there's a higher level of wisdom that is necessary now to create wealth and also to create balance and abundance in every area of your life. Yes. So there are all new rules, Rich and Rich. Yes.
Well, we want to understand more of those rules. Something I have a great passion for and love and have helped a great many of my clients do is create foundations and establish a charitable component to their overall business and financial plan. So we need to take a break right now, but when we come back from the break, I would like you to talk to us about how using a foundation or other charitable enterprises can aid in the creation and accumulation of wealth. We can talk about that when we come back from our break.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Are you an entrepreneur that wants to achieve more? Not just in it for profit, but to do work you find meaningful, that adds more value to more people in more ways? Listen for Be More, Achieve More, inspiration for the entrepreneurial mind. With host Chris Cooper, you'll hear from successful achievers from around the world with the passion and experience to offer invaluable guidance. These people are making a difference and will help give you the motivation and insight to achieve more. Be More, Achieve More can be heard live Fridays at 8 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
We spend 70% of our week in the office. What is the difference between enjoying your job and enduring it? The number one motivator is a positive work environment. And that's where Real Recognition Radio comes in. Join your hosts, Roy Saunderson and S. Max Brown, as they take a look at the positive factors of the workplace, such as employee rewards, recognition, incentives, and much more. Tune in to Real Recognition Radio, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to What About Wealth with Rich Bloomfield and Rick Durfee. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to info@whataboutwealth.com. That's info@whataboutwealth.com. Now back to Rick and Rich.
Okay, it's great to be back from break. We're here with our guest, Dr. Richard London, who is an expert in many things, including being a wellness heir. And just before break, we were talking about how using a charitable foundation or having some charitable intent and efforts can aid in the creation of wealth. So, Dr. London, I'd like you to elaborate on that. Help us understand how that can be beneficial to us.
Well, there is a natural law. It's called the tenfold law. When two people come together with a purpose to help others, and they're moving into a purposeful life, our divine purpose, they receive tenfold. So we were talking about foundations. So my clients around the world, even in third countries, they all have foundations. And their purpose is to help others with the monies that are generated from their, you know, wealth building endeavors. And so they receive 10 times the wealth, 10 times the health, 10 times the love, 10 times as a gift. It's sort of, it's a natural law that's been around for thousands of years. But my parents, and as I was growing up, I never knew anyone whoever received this type of blessing. It's sort of a natural law blessing, just like the law of attraction. Did you ever have anyone on and you were talking about the law of attraction? That's quite possible, you know, popular, the secret. The law of attraction is the actual natural law that does work. And so now in the world we live in, people want to move into purposeful lives and they want to move in a divine purpose. So having a foundation moves you into that divine purpose. And because two individuals are in that divine purpose, then they have the benevolence of what we call the tenfold natural law. They receive tenfold in every area of their life, which includes wealth. Yes. So
I have to say that's very consistent with what, well, one of the things I've observed in working with my wealthy clients, those families that incorporate charitable giving into their business and financial and estate planning are not only more prosperous, but they have a healthier, more beneficial relationship with wealth. So, for example, often wealth can be a very damaging thing for people to receive. Inherited wealth can be very negative, can create health issues and substance abuse issues and relationship issues. But individuals and families that have incorporated charitable giving into that transfer of wealth from one generation to the next tend to be happier, more successful in their personal relationships, and they tend to use the money for more than just supporting a self-indulgent lifestyle. So that's very consistent with what I've observed.
Well, I agree with you, too, is that one of the keys to creating wealth in 2012, and it's going to be in 2013 and on, is integrity. Is my parents came from Europe, and the people who make up America in the world today came from other countries with the ideas that America was going to be this new place for them. They were going to use their integrity. They were going to use their physical efforts, and they were going to create this great, great country. And they did. Many of those people have died now. And in the business world today, you have people who have integrity, and then you have people who do not have integrity. And so it is absolutely necessary for a person to have integrity in every area of their life to create wealth in the world today. And I'll give you your listeners an example. 97.5% of all major projects in the world today fail. Companies in the United States and around the world are losing approximately $150 billion because they cannot complete these projects. So only 2.5% are successful. So why is this happening? These people are intelligent. Partly it's the lack of integrity. The other part, it's the lack of clarity. The other part, it is the miscommunication of all the players in the particular process. See, in the world we live in today, is that our personal lives and our professional lives are all mixed together. And because they're all mixed together, there's a tremendous amount of emotion. People are worried about the future. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about their family. They're worried about sending their children to college. So because of these fears that have manifested in the world we live in today, these people, and you could be the brightest person in the world, but they're not capable. Because, see, they're in the problem. Creating wealth in the world, you have to be out of the problem and in the solution. I'm always in the solution. So therefore, it's very easy for me to create wealth for myself and for my clients because we are in the solution. And it's always easy to create wealth in the solution. It is very difficult to create wealth in the problem. Like you were mentioning about the mortgage situation in the world. I have a client of mine who has an upside down house, and recently she received a letter canceling her mortgage. She's the only person that I know of. And there were billions of dollars allocated for that process, but she's the only person I know of who actually has received the benefit. Not to say other people have not. I just don't know of anybody else. About 2 weeks ago, she called me up and she read the letter to me. So-and-so bank has canceled her mortgage. Yes.
Wow.
Phenomenal. Yes.
I know a lot of people that would be very pleased with such a phone call.
Yeah, well, actually, it was a letter. So they put it in writing. So why was this person singled out? She didn't do anything. She didn't. Her mortgage was upside down, but she didn't write any letters or anything of that nature. It was her language, and she believed that she was worthy to receive this kind of blessing, basically. Yes. So
this is a completely unique approach to wealth. Usually we read books and articles and hear people speak about wealth, and they talk about the mechanics of operating a business or the mathematics of supply and cost and selling goods and services. And you're putting all that aside, and you're talking about intangibles like, I guess I would characterize it as character, your integrity and your faith and your the way you speak or view things. That's a very unique view to wealth, and even contrary to the trend we're seeing in a lot of other places.
Could I jump in here?
Sure, Richard.
Maybe it would help our listeners if you described a challenging business problem that you helped someone solve, and what the resolution to that was. Bring these things that you're talking about to a real situation for our listeners, and describe how that all happened, so that maybe that will make it clearer for me and for them.
Okay, I had a client of mine who worked on major, major world projects involving hundreds of millions of dollars, and she worked on these projects for 10 years. Never made a penny in 10 years. How do you like that? And not one of the projects became real. In other words, none of the projects just I mentioned, 97.5 of the major projects started in the world all failed. So she was part of that process. She could not make the projects real. And the reason she could is, first of all, the people she was dealing with, they lacked integrity. I have an expression, making it real. People in the world today in creating wealth have a hard time making it real because, see, you can control your own environment, but it's very difficult to control the other people you're dealing with because they are having similar problems. They are having problems in their own personal lives and their professional lives. So we change the way this particular person thought about her business, and then we change the people she was dealing with. So after changing the people she was dealing with, and then we changed the types of projects that she was working on, only dealing with people who had a track record of completing projects at a high level. So we basically changed the whole way this person did business. And it took about, I would say about 4 months. The person is now completing major, major projects involving hundreds of millions of dollars. She's earning her commissions. And believe it or not, by the end of this year, she hopes to retire from these big projects that she's working on. And one of the things that I want to recommend is that everyone who's involved in business should have a plan. I put together a 3-step plan. And the interesting thing about the plan that I put together is an area, it's called taking professional or personal inventory. Most people who are in the world today, they have no idea of exactly where they are in every area of their life. So this is one of the reasons that people are suffering with the creative process of wealth. They don't know really where they are. And I mean, when you're taking inventory, you're taking inventory exactly how much you have in the bank, in every area of your life, the car you drive, your relationship, every aspect of your life, you're taking inventory. And then you're looking at not only where you are now, but where you want to be and in what time you want to be, whether or not it's 2 months, 6 months, 9 months. And then in the middle of that process is what I call to action. The steps you're going to take in each of those areas to make it real. So in my working with my clients all over the world, I make their processes real. So they come to me with ideas, and I turn those ideas into businesses, and then I get the players involved who really have the money, who are really interested in the products and services. So the majority of wealth building in the world, it's basically in limbo because the people are not dealing with the proper people who have the integrity and also the energy. In creating wealth today, it takes a tremendous amount of energy. Yes, what I call heart-centered energy, not egocentric energy. None of my clients around the world who are generating millions and millions of dollars in revenue, they are all heart-centered people. So one of the keys to creating wealth in the world, you have to be heart-centered instead of egocentric. Yes.
You mentioned a 3-step plan, and I heard personal inventory is one, call to action is another. What's the third step?
Well, actually, the 3 steps are, the first step is a big picture. So you have to create your big picture, your big vision. And one of the interesting things, which your listeners I'm sure do not know, is that when you create a big picture for a business, everything is based on intention. Would you not both agree? In being successful in business, you have to have a great intention.
Sure.
Yeah, your intention would be your mission statement. Well, here's what your listeners don't know. Intention has 7 faces. One of the faces is creativity, the other is kindness, the other is love, the other is beauty, the other is expansion, the other is abundance and peacefulness. So there are 7 faces of intention. So this intention or your mission statement is the foundation for the creation of wealth, for your business, for your personal life. And imagine both of you having a house that had 7 foundations. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't you feel really secure if you had a house that had 7 foundations? I know I do. Yes. So everything I do in business has 7 faces, and I use these 7 faces of intention. Creativity, kindness, love, beauty, expansion, abundance, and peacefulness. So I use the 7 faces of intention in creating the number 1 step in my plan, which is creating your big picture, your big vision.
So give us an example of that. How would we use those 7 faces in the expression of a business plan or a business mission statement?
Well, you use it. You would go, I, Richard Durfee, hereby declare, using the seven faces of intention, creativity, kindness, love, beauty, expansion, abundance, and peaceful. And then you would write out exactly what you want your listeners, your people who are going to buy your products, people who are going to buy your services, expect from your company. So you would say, I hereby declare that my company is dedicated to fulfilling the needs of handicapped people, whatever your product or service you're selling. And that's going to give you the strength of seven foundations. And it's going to enable your business to push itself in this very, very difficult world that we live in. Because, see, each of these foundations, creativity has a lot of energy connected, and it is great language. Kindness is great language. Love is great language. Beauty is great language. Expansion is great language. Abundance is great language. Peacefulness is great language. Yes. So again, we're going back to language. But I've been using this 40 years. Every company I ever started was based on the seven faces of intention. And they were all successful. Yes. All successful.
So now, these seven faces of intention, that's part of the language that you're talking about.
Yeah, that's part of the language, yes. See, the thing is the old economic rules don't work in the world we live in today, and they don't work is because of everyone's, just as you both mentioned, you know, the world looks a bit gloomy. There's a lot of fear. People have fear. And also, too, is what your listeners don't know, is that everybody's life, whether or not you're successful or not successful, it is built on the agreements you made as a child, as a teenager, and as a young adult. So in creating wealth today, you have to have healthy agreements. And that includes helping others. When you have go ahead.
Yeah, this is awesome, and I'm excited to talk more about this. We need to go to a break now. When we come back with our guest, Dr. Richard London, I want to talk more about some of the obstacles or roadblocks that get in our way of building wealth and how we can overcome those. So back in a few moments after the break.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Are you a business innovator, or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Today, enterprise technology is both strategic and global. Each week on CIO Talk Radio, IT thought leaders from around the world share their experiences with listeners as they discuss with Sunjog All how they are trimming costs and partnering with business to innovate and help IT become more competitive. This means better care for customers and improves the corporate bottom line. If you want to keep up with IT thought leadership, listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjog All every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel, the bottom line in business talk.
Is your business model robust enough? In today's ever-changing business environment, people are working to transform themselves, their futures, and their business. Tune in to Business Reinvention with your host, Nancy Lynn. To stay ahead of the game in business, you have to constantly reinvent yourself and your organization. With Nancy's experience and that of her guest experts, you'll learn from stories of inspiration, innovation, and forward thinking. Listen for Business Reinvention, live every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Thank you.
tuned in to What About Wealth with Rich Bloomfield and Rick Durfee. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to info@whataboutwealth.com. That's info@whataboutwealth.com. Now back to Rick and Rich.
All right, back from break. It's good to be here with our guest, Dr. Richard London. We have been talking about wealth creation, its relationship to wellness, and we have just had a discussion of his three-step plan, which includes creating the big picture with his seven faces of inspiration, intention. There we go. Seven faces of intention, then the inventory, and then the call to action. And we want to kind of elaborate on that and also look at some of the what gets in our way, what stops us from moving forward with some of this wealth creation.
Well, the call of action is the middle step in the process of taking inventory. The third step, and most important in the world we live in, Rich and Rich, is guess what? Multiple streams of income. So I recommend to everyone in the world today that you create multiple streams of income. And the best stream of income anybody can create in the world is a stream of income based on one's passion. So if you have a passion for music, if you have a passion for cars, turn it into a business, and then you create another stream of income, but also you create a vehicle. Like, I'm a treasure hunter. I travel around the world seeking treasures, and I always find treasures. I mean, I've gone places and I bought something for $40, and the value is $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. So, and I do it because I'm very passionate. I say to myself, you're a treasure hunter, and you always find treasures. So in a wealth aspect, spending $40 and creating $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, that's a great return on investment. Would you not both say? Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd take that every day if I could get it.
Yeah, but not only is it the money that I create, it's the fun in treasure hunting. So one of the keys in creating wealth in the world is you have to really, really enjoy. I had a long conversation with you, Rick Durfee.
And yes.
You are the most passionate person I ever met about helping people keep the money that they created in their lifetime and see that money that continues to do great things. I think that's absolutely wonderful. I have lots and lots of wealthy, wealthy family members who have passed on, and they had plans that their plans were not, I'm sure, at the level of your plans, and life was miserable. Everybody was fighting over those monies. And it's sad to see someone work their entire lifetime to create millions of dollars and not see that the experience be wonderful. Yes. So you're doing a great job. And see, it's that passion that you have and that creative process of law in your specialty area that enables you to do what you're doing at the highest level. So in creating these multiple streams of income, the key in wealth today is really, really looking where your passions lie and use those passions to create these multiple streams of income to balance out and eliminate a lot of the fears. Now, you had asked me about what are the struggles people are having. One of the biggest reasons that humans are suffering today is I call it stuff. So we have fears, we have blocks, we have unhealthy agreements, and we have veils. Have you both heard the expression of veils?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So a typical veil would be there's a lot of people in the world suffering with abandonment. Those kinds of issues are coming to the surface now as adults. Yes, because when you have a society that's suffering, everything that's inside of the person, unfortunately, comes to the surface, good or bad. So a typical unhealthy agreement, and I'll give you a really great example. I had a client of mine who built convention centers. And he always built a convention center under budget. You would have thought that this person building convention centers for over 20 years would have been a multi-millionaire. I would have thought it. His father made the same agreement. They both made an agreement that wealth was not important in their lives. He came to me at 60 years old and then decided at 60 years old that wealth was very, very important. So one of the things we had to do, we had to change that agreement. But here's the interesting thing. My daughter, Nicole Marie, she's made the least amount of unhealthy agreements of anybody that I've ever worked with in my life. She only had 7. A normal person has anywhere from 30 to 40 unhealthy agreements. This man had 69 unhealthy agreements. Not only did he have 69 unhealthy agreements, he remembered every one of those agreements. So here's a person who knew he made unhealthy agreements, 69 of them, never did anything in his life to change those agreements. Wow. I was surprised. Absolutely surprised. So many of the listeners out there are suffering and they're struggling because they made an agreement concerning wealth. See, having abundance in every area of your life is a God-given right. Yes. We were put on this earth to become everything that we can, to be fully expressed, to love big, to create wealth big, to create great children for the future of the world. People don't understand. They weren't taught those concepts. They don't even know that they expressed and they wrote in their subconscious what becomes their conscious, these unhealthy agreements. So let me give your listeners a typical unhealthy agreement, and it'll go at the root of probably most of the people. 99% of the people who are here on earth made an agreement as a child, I will do everything possible, even if it causes me mental, physical, or emotional pain, to be loved by my parents and others. I know I made that agreement and I changed it really, really quickly. Yes. Yes. So
why is that unhealthy? It seems like being loved by your parents would be a happy thing that everybody would want. Why is that unhealthy?
Well, it is unhealthy because, unfortunately, we have parents in the world who are so self-absorbed in their own world and they're struggling that they're not expressing love in the proper manner to their children. We have what we call wellness, and we have unhealthy and we have healthy. So many parents in the world, we spoke, you are a fantastic, fantastic parent. See, so you exemplify parenthood at the highest level. But unfortunately, the world, not everyone is expressing parenthood. Myself, I was a great, great parent. But there are not a lot of great parents in the world today. We have over 6 billion people. So it's called dysfunctional. We have a world where many, many families are dysfunctional. So they abuse their children mentally, physically, emotionally. So by the child making that agreement, they open themselves up to that kind of abuse. That's why it's not healthy, Rick. Yes. So it's the same way. Go ahead.
Yeah, so how do we balance this? And I know one of the things we can talk about here that I would like to explore is these unhealthy agreements are kind of an expression of our relationships with others. So how do we build healthy relationships with the people in our lives so that we're not hurting them and so that they're not hurting us and so that we can create this wellness and this wealth? Talk about that for a minute.
Well, one thing that humans were not taught, life is all about Richard. Life is all about Richard. Life is all about Richard. Life is all about you, but not in the egocentric manner, but in a heart-centered manner. See, the happier each of us are as parents, and if we're lucky to be parents, it's a real divine gift to be a parent. I loved every minute, and I still adore being a parent. So the thing is that if you really spend time searching inside of you and loving yourself, then you have a greater capacity to love others. So in being successful in the world today, the more you're happy with yourself, the more you create an environment around you that encompasses great wealth. I'm in gratitude, and this is an important aspect in your listeners. The key to wealth and the key to having a happy life has nothing to do with economics anymore. One of the natural laws and one of the greatest things that humans can express is being in a state of gratitude. And I think when you and I spoke, Rick, privately weeks ago, you expressed such gratitude. And listeners out there, the more you express gratitude in your life, every minute, every second, every hour of the day, the more you can create wealth. And also, too, is that humans need to think simple and easy. When I wake up in the morning, I go, oh, my day is going to be easy. My life is easy. My life is beautiful. Again, it goes back to language. And my life is easy. And it is beautiful because of the language that I use. And when I eat an ice cream or anything that happens in my life, I am in absolute gratitude. So, see, we've in the world we live in, and I know you'll agree, Rick and Rick, humans have gotten away from the basics. I was on a program called Fast Forward, and it's a business show. And the father of the host of the show listens to his son's show for years. The father is the greatest accordionist in the world. I thought he was in his 80s. He's actually 92. He called up after the show and he said, oh my God, I wish I would have known these things when I was young. He got it at 92, what I was saying. So if you really get back to the basics and look at who you are and how you're running your life, you can create wealth much easier now. So if a 92-year-old man who is a very conservative person got it, then listeners all over the world can understand that they need to go back to basics. They have to look at who they are inside. They have to live a life of gratitude. They have to live a life of integrity. And they have to live a life of passion. And if you want to create big wealth, you have to create things in wellness that help others. I was on a radio show, and I asked this lady to do this exercise. Tell me what it would look like for her to be a multimillionaire helping others. And she told me about, oh, I'm driving this Rolls Royce. I'm living in this mansion in Beverly Hills. And she made no mention of helping others. Yes, I learned that as a child. When I was 4 years old, when I created anything in my life, I gave it to my sisters. I gave it to my relatives. I just gave and gave and gave. And guess what? It always came back tenfold. By the time I was 8, I was making more money than my mother and father combined income at 8 years old, at a real job. Yes, at a real job at 8 years old. Because I had mastered something that many people never mastered, is giving and being in gratitude and really, really being happy with who you are. I was a happy little boy. Yes, even creating wealth and working, it was a happy experience for me. Yes. And I continue to work not because I want to, but because I'm passionate about helping people. Yes.
You know, we only have about another minute here. So as far as I'm sure that our listeners will have heard something today that was intriguing to them. They probably would want to know more. In the last minute we have here, tell our listeners how they can know more about you, about these things that you've talked about at a 30,000-foot level. How can they drill into that? What would be the best thing for them to do?
Well, they can go to doctorateoflife.com. They can go to doctorateoflife.com. They can go to also wellnessair.com. And they can just put me in the Google, Richard London, Dr. Richard London. I've been on radio all over the world. There's a lot of great, great information out there. And if they have particular questions, I don't live in a glass house. They can email me at richardlondon@usa.net. That's richardlondon@usa.net. And I'll be glad to answer any questions. And just the last thought. if I had to leave one message for your listeners, is that failure is not an option in the world we live today. And wealth at any level is very easily attainable. Yes.
Okay. We really appreciate you coming on our show today. It's been a fun ride. We are committed to helping families and the individuals in families have a healthy relationship with wealth, which includes not only obtaining it, but not only keeping it, but then having it be a positive, beneficial thing in their lives. So this has been a useful and fun and productive show. We just appreciate you being here, Dr. London.
Thanks. I appreciate both of you. I wish you much, much success in the future.
Thank you. And same to you.
Thanks, Richard and Richard.
Okay. Until next time, this is What About Wealth, signing off.
Thank you for listening to What About Wealth with hosts Rich Bloomfield and Rick Durfee. Please join us again for another edition next Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Until then, have a profitable week.